This is Farm Progress America. Hello, everyone. I'm agriculture broadcaster Max Armstrong with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Farm Progress America is brought to you by the National Ag Day Observance coming up March 14th. More information at agday.org. It wasn't the headline of last Friday's crop report, but what's happened with hay supplies has gotten some attention. I'll talk about it after this. I'm Max Armstrong, and I'm honored to tell you about Ag Day 2019. The Agriculture Council of America proudly celebrates the wholesome contributions of our country's farms and farm families each March on National Agriculture Day. We celebrate because agriculture is at the heart of our country's health and prosperity. It's our backbone, the fabric and fuel of American ingenuity. Quite simply, it's food for life. The Agriculture Council of America and our esteemed industry partners invite you to celebrate National Agriculture Day on March 14th, 2019. You can find ideas for planning your own Ag Day events on the National Ag Day website. That's agday.org. We invite you to join us as we pay tribute to the wholesome contributions of America's farmers. Agriculture, food for life. Well, much of the attention in last Friday's government reports focused on corn production, soybean production, cotton production, the South American crops. We found out, after all, we had a corn crop last year, a little bit smaller yield per acre, 176.4 bushels, 14.4 billion bushels of the total corn crop, and a soybean yield of 51.6 bushels. Total production of better than 4.5 billion bushels of soybeans. But now, what a lot of folks in the dairy business and in equine are talking about is how short the hay supplies are. Due to a less than ideal growing season for many parts of the United States last year, going into the winter feeding season, supplies were starting to run low. So we are seeing producers rationing the inventory of the forage, and the numbers released Friday underscored the shortage. All hay production in the United States was estimated 4% lower than the year before. The area harvested went up by 1%, but the yield per acre was down. And if you looked at the alfalfa and alfalfa mixtures, the production was down 6% from the year before. Now, the top three states for alfalfa acreage, Montana, North Dakota, and South Dakota, did produce more alfalfa hay than in 2017. Due to improved moisture. However, many other regions of the country had lower production of alfalfa. The Four Corners states dealt with very dry conditions throughout much of 2018. Then there was the Ohio River Valley that struggled to find periods of dry weather to make hay last year. And then there were some states that reported record high alfalfa hay corn yields. Two of those were Nebraska and North Carolina. I'll be back after this.